nation's midsection bracing for a big winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Winter storm warnings stretch from New Mexico to Ohio.
As we get into Wednesday night and especially into Thursday morning, we're expecting our greatest bump of snow, and it's going to be mostly snow with that kind of second round of the storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Deitch. Chicago is forecast to get up to a foot of snow. Detroit bracing for up to 15 inches. Further south, the storm will bring freezing rain. Texas Governor Greg Abbott suggests staying at home.
In addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger.
A year removed from a winter weather power emergency that left 200 people dead in Texas, the governor says at least 99% of the power generators in the state have been inspected and are operational. Two law enforcement officers have been shot and killed on a college campus in Virginia.
A Bridgewater College police officer and a Bridgewater College campus safety officer responded to a call for a suspicious male individual located on the grounds of Memorial Hall here on the Bridgewater campus. After a brief interaction with the man, the subject opened fire and shot both officers. The man then fled on foot.
But Virginia State Police spokesman Corinne Geller says a suspect was later arrested and has been now charged with murder. Thousands turned out in New York Tuesday for the wake of police officer Wilbert Mora, who died last week, 4 days after he and his partner were ambushed during a domestic disturbance call. Officer Mora's funeral will be held in the morning. Whoopi Goldberg, the co-host of The View, has been suspended for 2 weeks after suggesting the Holocaust was not about race. She has since apologized for those remarks. Wall Street higher on Tuesday. The Dow gained 273 points. NASDAQ up 106. The S&P 500 closing 31 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
News. After meeting with the leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, President Biden says he's sticking by his pledge to nominate a black woman to the high court.
Inviting the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Oval Office, President Biden said he is serious about getting advice and consent from senators about his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court.
What I'm looking for is a candidate with character, with the qualities of a judge in terms of being courteous to the folks before them and treating people with respect.
The president says a nominee should also have a judicial philosophy that understands all amendments mean something. President Biden has promised to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court and intends to name his choice by the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
New Mexico Democrat Senator Ben Ray Lujan has suffered a stroke. His office says he has undergone surgery to relieve the pressure and is expected to make a full recovery. South Dakota's House Tuesday passing two bills aimed at transgender students, seeking to restrict which bathrooms children can use and which sports teams trans girls and college-age women can play on. The bills, proposed by Governor Kristi Noem, now head to the South Dakota State Senate. Only days away from the usual start of spring training, Major League Baseball's lockout continues with little progress to show.
Fox News learning that officials from Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association met for just 90 minutes on Tuesday, their third meeting in recent weeks, but still both sides remain miles apart on a potential collective bargaining agreement. With pitchers and catchers scheduled to report to some camps as early as February 14th, players and executives are now anticipating that the start of spring training is going to be postponed. MLB has been in a lockout for 2 months now, with both sides still at odds over some of the game's core economics, including revenue sharing and average player salary. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.